Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is continuing coverage on the incident in Kansas City and all of that surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs and the chaos, as the word that they like to use, that has been in the aftermath of the Super Bowl. So I decided I would wear red today because, you know, Kansas City. So we are going to take a look at this interview with a couple of witnesses. Yes. And the police have even called bad actors were the cause of what went on in the last couple of events at the Lakewood Church in Texas with Joel Osteen, Oldstein, Holstein, Osteen, many ways apparently that he spells his name and that it's pronounced. And then we're going to take a look at this witness who apparently went to the Robbie Parker School of Acting. Some of you don't know who Robbie Parker is. So before we look at the witnesses of the Kansas City Bang Bang incident, let me refresh your memory as to exactly who Robbie Parker is. So let me share my screen and we're going to hop right on over. And if you would like to have a link to this, I will leave it for you in my Substack. And that is over at peggyhall.substack.com. And I can't leave links here on YouTube because they don't like links. And so the safest place, and you know, we all want to be safe, is over at my Substack. So here we are. I'm going to turn the volume up. We're just going to listen to a couple of, several seconds here. And we will also hear the broadcaster introduce him or give the information. Here we go. This was back in Shady Nook some years ago. A lot of people woke up after that event.
Robbie Parker, I assume he's going to come onto the microphones now.
So Robbie Parker, we are told, is the father of one of, here we are, of a six-year-old victim. And six is a very important number in many of these events. And so you may see it pop up again and again. Sometimes it is hidden in that it might be the number 23, but 2 times 3 is 6. Or you might see the number 9, which if you turn it upside down is 6. And some of you don't care for these numbers at all, but they are significant once you understand that the evildoers speak in code and symbols. So here we go. It's not a coincidence to my mind that we're being told that this was a 6-year-old. And this is the father, obviously distraught, filled with soul anguish, devastated, going to face the cameras with his written statement that he has in his hand.
Make a statement. Looks like the family is there and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone. So we'll listen.
Okay.
Getting into character now. All right. One of the things that I recommend people do is to play things on a slower speed. And sometimes that will help you catch things and also to turn the sound off. So let's just take a look at this man who does not know the cameras are rolling and he's going to be getting into character to speak to the press. All right. I have had enough of that, frankly. We're going to look at somebody who's a graduate from the Robbie Parker School of Acting. And this is over here. There will be a couple of minutes of an introduction of the spellcaster. And so let me share my screen. And this is from CBS News. And just a reminder that everything you hear on the news, you should believe. Don't question anything. Don't draw any conclusions. Don't do any independent thinking. And certainly don't look for evidence on which to base your conclusions. It's kind of like going to a courtroom, right? They don't care about witnesses, whether or not they are trustworthy. They don't dig into their background. They don't try to question them to see if they are consistent. They don't look for what is called tells, where a tell is a giveaway, like you're giving away that you're not honest, that you're basically lying, that you are not trustworthy, that your story is inconsistent, that your, it reminds me of that Joel Osteen again, that your facial expressions, you know, Robbie Parker comes to mind as well. Your facial expressions, your gestures are not really consistent with reality. So that's what, you know, rational thinking would people rational thinking people would be looking for. But of course, you don't want to do that. So let's just listen and accept everything that we're told on the news. But just in case, you might want to listen for when this witness flubs his lines. Okay, here we go. I'm going to share my screen and I'll have a link for you on my Substack. And here we go.
Hello, thank you for joining CBS News Primetime. I'm John Dickerson. We start immediately tonight because it has happened again. The 48th mass shooting in the United States this year, Kansas City added to the awful list of place names. A Super Bowl celebration added to the list that includes worship services, school classes, 4th of July celebrations, places where gunfire turned joy to terror in an instant.
Okay, I also have to stop a little bit for copyright reasons. So I'm going to have a little bit of a break every several seconds here. So he sets the stage, 48 of these bang bang incidents. Now, just because you're smart, savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans, when you add up 8 + 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then when you reduce or you add 2 + 1, that equals 3. Now, this could be completely worthless information, but I think that it is something of note because when you are gathering evidence, you want to gather evidence. And the other thing he is doing is he is tugging at the heartstrings of probably very well-meaning, compassionate people who are going to be swayed by this spell casting because he is, again, marrying something that should be fun, like a 4th of July picnic and something where you would feel that you want to attend, like a church service, birthday parties, celebrations, parades, football games, all of those things. And he actually said that it, I believe he used the phrase, that it marries the joy with the terror, something along those lines, because that's exactly what they want you to do, is they want you to be afraid of living. And you know, it actually worked. Because when I look back at, oh, what was it, 2020, when many people were so afraid to leave their houses because, you know, and breathing and all of that, very, very dangerous. So it worked. And they didn't have to come around with a lock and key, which is why I never called it a lockdown, because nobody actually was locked in, except for locking their own doors against the boogeyman. So it works beautifully and they're keeping at it. So it's this pro-pagan da. That's how I pronounce it. Pro-pagan da. Somebody can type it out in a comment. That's what I call it. And that's what they're using. And I do want to thank all of you that have told me about this authorization of the federal government under the Big Zero when he was president. Yeah, that's what his name is. And, that the government now has the authority to issue propaganda. And it's amazing because they've always done it, even without authority. So I don't think they needed a law because they don't follow the laws. But what I'm thinking is if they want to control the bang bangs because they're so dangerous at the 4th of July and the church and the football and the parades, why not just ban the 4th of July and the picnics and the church and the parade and let everybody have their bang bangs there? I fixed it. Okay, let's continue to hear what he is peddling. All right, share my screen and let's take it away. Lights, camera, action. Let's get this movie started. All right.
At least one person is dead and more than 20 are hurt. Many of them are children between the ages of 6 and 15.
You know, I just happened to notice that he said 6 and 15, and you probably can add that up as well. That's two sixes. And they also love six because 666 is the mark of the beast. And it's just a number that they like to throw around. And, you know, sometimes they don't use that number, but they will code these incidents with numbers. It might be the number 8. It might be the number 5. But you see it coming up again and again and again. And in their twisted mind, they like to leave their calling card kind of to rub people's noses in it, not us, the smart, savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans that know how to read between the lies. All right, let's continue, shall we? Oh, the other thing is it was a mass event with one dead because that's mass casualties. They're redefining everything for us now.
Officials with Children's Mercy Hospital spoke earlier and confirmed all pediatric patients are expected to make full recoveries.
Well, that's good news, except if you're in the media business, because you probably find that's not terrifying enough. I am going to move ahead a little bit because I don't want to listen to these lies. And we're going to come right on up now for the witnesses. And one thing that I mentioned in a previous video and several previous videos is, there they are. All right, there are the witnesses. So one thing that I mentioned in my previous videos is I have a whole checklist that I match up when these incidents occur. And I look for things like the spellcaster said, where did this happen? Is it like an innocuous place where we should be having fun? Because that is part of the trauma where you are inflicting this horrible, you know, activity or this horrible event on top of something that should be fun, like, you know, going out to dinner, going to a movie, or I don't know, gambling in Las Vegas or going to a nightclub, all of those kinds of things. And then I talked about in previous videos how sometimes, and by sometimes I mean often, and by often I mean always, they have these really weird names that they give to the characters. And sometimes it's a weird spelling. Sometimes you have duplications of the names where you look at it and it's like, oh, that's weird because the last three letters of that person's last name are the first three letters of that person's name. And I'm not going to dive into all of that now, but I want you to be aware of it. And it does bring me to mind when you hear the names of these witnesses. So let's listen in, shall we? Here we go. I'm just going to back up one moment so we can hear him introduce our witnesses after this fellow finishes.
Tell us there is no evidence that this was an act of terrorism.
So it's important to use that word then. Definitely use the word terrorism to let people know that it wasn't an act of that so that they can hear just the word anyway and be traumatized by it. All right, now that we've got that out of the way, let's continue.
John? Neil Jones, thank you. Joining me now is Austin Pritchett and Astor.
I'm sorry, I have to back up a little bit because I heard helicopters, but I didn't see any. Now it's very likely that there is a helicopter. And I am going to do a video for you maybe tomorrow about movie making magic and how they add in sounds and how they film things and how they hire actors and set scenes and all of that. Now, I was never in a movie, but actually was on a TV show for a while. So I have some idea about how they set up productions and all of that. Now, of course, I would never, ever on this channel ever insinuate that this was anything other than what we are shown. But I did notice that I'm hearing a helicopter. Let's listen again, shall we? And I'm not seeing one.
There's no evidence that this was an act of terrorism. John?
Neil Jones, thank you. Joining me now.
Interesting how the helicopter sound got louder in the transition between scenes. Very well done indeed. I got to hand it off to the producer here. All right, here we go.
Austin Pritchett and Astor Bubbles.
Astor Bubbles, the one on it would be this one with the red hair. Austin Pritchett. Now, what do you know and what do you notice about Pritchett? Well, I'm noticing what they're wearing. And I'm not really focusing on the piercings in her eyebrows or the, what is that, some jewelry. Oh, it's art. Yeah. Art in the center of her forehead. No, I'm not focused on that. I was riveted by her black motorcycle jacket. Now, I don't know if it's leather or not, but I did do a series of videos that were very popular. Not with some of you, but it was very popular with others who understood that pattern that I noticed of all of these preachers, pastors, I guess you would call them, wearing black leather motorcycle jackets, the women too. And I thought it was interesting that pastors would be so worldly that they would follow trends. And then many of you pointed out, rightly so, that I was wrong. And it was the photographers that put every single one of these pastors in a black leather motorcycle jacket. And then when I showed the video, which I think I'm going to replay for you tomorrow, because it's such a good one, about the wearable AI, where you're like one step away from being a robot, which sounds fantastic. I mean, so easy. And she was wearing the black leather motorcycle jacket. And I'm finding out that Astor Bubbles, because that is a common name. If you look it up, you know, do they have phone books anymore? But look it up on YouTube. I'm sure she, or you look it up on Facebook or on Instagram or on TikTok, because I'm sure she has an account. That's the other thing I need to add to my list. All of these participants is the word I'm going to use in these events. What's interesting is they never seem to have what's called the social media footprint in this day and age. And I also noticed that about this event. Like, where was everybody's TikTok video, the live one? Where was everybody with their phone taking their own footage of the event? Because I see footage of like what people are having for lunch and they're, you know, they're going on a walk, and I see footage of them driving and having accidents. But it's so interesting that maybe I just missed it. So if I did, I would love for you to email me support@thehealthyamerican.org and send me the live footage on people's cell phones. What we got instead was footage that looked like it was done on a dolly. And that's what I'm going to share with you in a video tomorrow about the movie Making Magic. It's just magic because they like magic also. So Bubbles, Aster, Bubbles, and Austin, let's take a look at their costumes again. What I meant to say was their uniform, their ensemble, their outfit. That's a way of saying it. Okay, let's take a look at their outfits, shall we? Black leather motorcycle jacket, a pink blouse. And if I were going to do a deep dive on the colors, I would notice a lot of these pink colors. And she has pink hair. I did do a video previously. If you want to go back and look at some of those photos, I'm sure we could connect the clots there. But what riveted me about Austin Pritchard is his little outfit. NASA. Yeah, because they also tell the truth. And so there's no clue there whatsoever. It is completely a non-issue. So let's hear what they have to say in their statement, and we'll listen for when he flubs his lines. Okay, here we go.
Or at the parade when the shooting began.
Well, I got to listen to the names again.
They were here as part of parade security. Law enforcement officials tell us there is no evidence that this was an act of terrorism. John?
Neil Jones, thank you. Joining me now is Austin Pritchett and Aster Bubbles. They were at the parade when the shooting began. First of all, to both of you, we're very glad that you are safe and able to join us.
Oh, did you hear his voice crack? To join us. Now, I will admit there are times when my voice cracks and I got to have something to drink because, you know, I'm on talking all this time. But that is also a tell when somebody's voice cracks or they cough. Very often, not 100%. Yes, 100% of the time. It is a sign of discomfort. And I want you to look at their facial expressions as well. I will leave a link for you in my Substack. And I recommend that you watch this again without the sound, just to look at how comfortable they are before the camera. Now, of course, you're going to say, Peggy, cut them some slack. They're nervous because they might not remember their lines. And I will agree with you. They don't want to flub it because a lot of money is probably riding on this in terms of, you know, their take-home pay. All right, here we go.
Austin, let me start with you. What was the first thing that went through your head when you started hearing gunfire?
So it was initially when we were about to exit the rally. It just ended. And so you hear the gunshots and, you know, initially in my head, I was like, oh, you know, fireworks, but then it clicked. Yeah. I was in the military. So then immediately clicked. I was like, oh no, that's gunshots.
Okay. He was in the military. We can put that in the box. If I were the attorney in a court of law, that is going to be a way of trying to prove that this witness is trustworthy because he was in the military. So ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you can trust this guy wearing what looks like a child's windbreaker with NASA emblazoned on it. And he really was concentrating to try to remember what to say. All right, let's continue, shall we?
And I was like, oh, gunshots.
Oh, gunshots. That, you know what? It reminded him of the military.
I looked at each other and ran.
And yeah, we looked down and you could see the crowd start to run away. And then we saw people start to drop shoes. Sorry.
Oh, whoops. He's sorry. He flubbed the lines. I guess they're sitting up here because he said we looked down. She said we looked at each other, and then he flubbed his lines.
ran.
And we looked down and you could see the crowd start to run away. And then we saw people drop to the ground.
So he kind of reset what he was memorizing to say. I think that's really interesting.
And it was just a surreal event.
So where's the people's cell phone footage of this? I mean, I see their cell phones over here. Maybe I just missed it.
Esther,
and these people are getting their pictures taken. I mean, that's classic. And there's the number 15, 15, 15, which of course all adds up to 666. Now, this is weird that this is so blurry. I'm not going to go so far as to say that was computer generated and that these people were seeing something. I'm not going to go that far. You might.
Ever thought before today, because there are a lot of shootings in America. Have you ever thought
he started to say a lot of school bang bang events. Listen to their narrative, how much they push these mass events.
A situation like that, this is what I'd do.
No.
Okay, for some of you that were asking me, what is a duper's delight? That's pretty much on Bubbles' face right now.
I don't think anything can really prepare you for what you're going to do in that situation. I can't imagine this ever happening, but we ended up being right there.
And Austin, you mentioned go ahead, Astor.
Oh, I said our first.
87, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 5 plus 1 is 6. Now, I know this is a cute little way that people like to wear their hair. Kind of looks like the Mickey Mouse ears. It always, to me, looks like devil horns. That's just me.
That was just to help.
She's got it, too. I know, it's cute. People like to do it. Just my opinion.
Did you know, Astor, where
just interesting that that's what they chose to show on the close-up. Out of all the things they could show, that's what they showed.
It was coming from, or was it just a sense of chaos and
they love the word chaos. Yeah, I'm going to continue to interrupt here.
Mayhem.
It was chaos and mayhem.
I don't know if I know exactly where the shots came from, but I could hear the general area and I saw people go down.
And Austin, what was your reaction? You said
there's that little nervous cough again.
In the military, what kicked in your mind? Had you ever thought something like this might happen, that you would be here?
You know, when I see people do that expression like he was doing, it's like he's trying to remember his lines. That's just me.
And gunfire.
So, you know, we go through active shooter training every year and everything like that. So,
wait a minute. In the military, you go through active shooter training? That's interesting. Let's listen again. He does stumble a little bit.
Be around gunfire.
So, you know, we go through active shooter training every year.
Active shooter training.
Everything like that. So, you know, immediately I recognized it as that. We waited until the scene kind of cleared out.
Now, hang on. Any of you in the military, is that something you actually do? You go through active shooter training? Please let me know. That's news to me. I thought you went through other kinds of training, but I didn't know about that. Now, many of you have pointed out all of the blood that's all over the scene, of the people that were shot. So we don't want to question that either. Just a couple more minutes here.
With the crowd running, and my first instinct was to just, you know, after I saw everything was clear,
Like, what is this over here? I don't understand that. That's strange to me. I'm not YouTube, not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying it looks like a strange little clip there.
You can see the shooter in the vicinity. we just ran down and tried to see if we could help out the victims.
So they ran down to see if they could help out the victims. That's really brave.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to get there and like help out before paramedics arrived. So thankfully, the paramedics arrived quickly.
Now, I do want to point out that they also are doing, this is called B-roll. B-roll is when you're showing images over somebody's voice. This is not live. Of course, this happened previously. And this license plate adds up to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2 plus 1 is 3. I just noticed those things. That's just me. But they're not showing Austin and Bubbles because they don't want us to see their facial expressions. That's why they're doing a lot of this. And they're also trying to traumatize people with these images that seem very strange to me, with all that blood dripping everywhere.
So that was a blessing, but it just, you know, your fight or flight kind of just kicks in and you just make your decision.
That little side glance that she gave him. Like, are we done yet?
Tell me what your thinking was about going to the parade, what you were hoping for today, what your thoughts were before the mayhem started.
Well, it was my first Chiefs parade, so.
It was my first bang incident, so, you know, I mean.
Well, I didn't really know what to expect. Obviously not what happened, but I was excited.
Oh. You know, I am going to keep interrupting because I have to. One of my lovely Healthy Americans said, Peggy, the reason why these are the witnesses, these we've seen lots of witnesses over the many events, is people like you and me, we wouldn't take money to participate in something. And some people would because they need it. They need the money. They need whatever else is promised to them. And it is so sad. It actually, I'm not poking fun at these individuals per se, other than I don't care for deception, but it did dawn on me that a lot of the individuals that we see that are, you know, portraying the witnesses in these events, it's like, are they doing it for money? I mean, they couldn't get somebody else that would be like an outstanding witness. That's what some of you said, and I would tend to agree with you. All right, let's continue here, shall we? They just look like they went through a mass event, as we're told.
Everyone was telling me how big of an event it was and it was supposed to be super fun. And
I just still can't figure out this picture, why it's so blurry on CBS News. Yet when you're in outer space, they're showing us, like, let's say the surface of Mars, and it's like crystal clear. And they're showing us pictures of the sun, which of course they took pictures of it because no camera would ever burn up. Yet this far away, you couldn't get a clear image. Yeah. Makes sense to me. Kind of like they could call from the moon to the United States, I guess, on a landline. I'm trying to figure that one out because they didn't have cell phones. And, you know, even in my house, there's a couple spots where my calls drop, but I'm not on the moon. Okay, let's continue. Here we go.
We were having a really good time until that happened. Definitely nothing near what I expected.
And Austin, have you talked to others who were there? What's been the you know, common reaction to others who've been around as you all process this?
So the thing that I think really surprised us the most is, so we ended up walking down the street to get away. We saw a crowd of people run back towards us as if there was another shooter. I can't confirm whether that's true or not.
Let's have the confusion. Let's infuse that there was another person with a bang. And you notice again, his coughing is clearing his throat. He could just be nervous being on camera. I will give him that. And probably the added nervousness when you're trying to remember your lines.
But it seemed like there was some kind of mayhem going on up there. So we ended up like booking it down an alley. People followed us and it was a dead end.
Isn't it awesome how the fans are so clean and tidy and throw their trash away? And I just looks fantastic, impeccable.
And it was barricade pushed over the barricades, and we jumped into the parking garage. We were helping lift people through the parking garage ledges to get out of there.
So they were helping people through the parking garage. They're not only witnesses, they are heroes. They are modern day heroes named Astor Bubbles and Austin Pritchard. Now they do spell it B-U-B-O-L-Z because that's exactly how you spell Bubbles. Don't think that they're trying to mock you and make fun of you with this 14-year-old NASA windbreaker jacket and the black leather motorcycle jacket.
We exit the parking garage and it just seems like everything's normal. Like no one knows what's going on. People are still kind of like walking around in front of the World War I memorial. And we ended up going to the top and there was some like news station booths up there along with some food trucks. And we went...
Going to the top of what? It doesn't even make sense. She said they were helping people into the parking garage. He's saying they're exiting it and going to the top of the parking garage. It didn't make sense to me.
One of the news station booths, and we were like, you know, there's an active shooter out here. Like, does anyone know what's going on?
And no one up there knew what was going
on. Astor, sometimes when this happens, people say...
Wait for it. Here it comes. Here comes the narrative. Here we go.
This happened in our community. Do you feel that way? Or this is the 48th mass shooting in America this year?
Well, it's so interesting to use the word mass when it was one person. Well, we're told that many, actually, I guess there were injuries. One of the doctors said we have the children are sick. Now, that's strange because being injured and being sick are two different things, but maybe doctors don't know the difference. So I thought that was interesting that he described these victims as they're very sick. Maybe he's the sick one.
Shocking, but was it surprising?
Why? I don't know. To me, it looks like they're just about to start to crack up.
I mean,
look at his face. Look at his face.
It's shocking.
He's cracking up.
But at the same time, like,
he's totally cracking up. She is too.
Justice. So I've read about this so much. And your instincts just kicked in. You don't expect it to happen, but it happens. And you just instinctively run and try to help or get to safety.
It doesn't make sense either.
Austin, very briefly, you were shaking your head.
Did you hear his voice crack again? He's probably cracking up himself back at the CBS news desk.
I mean, it's appalling at this point. You know, at what point do we quit with the, you know, bluntly, thoughts and prayers? Obviously, it's not helping.
Thoughts and prayers are not helping. Well, that's what Austin said in his adolescent NASA windbreaker, so we probably should believe him.
Oh, this is an epidemic in America. 48, or in February, 48 mass shootings, not even 2 full months of the year is ridiculous. And
okay, if you believed him all the way up until now, and now you're hearing this, are you on board with understanding that this is a planted narrative?
This keeps getting worse year in and year out. And, you know, I own guns at home, so... But something has to change.
Like earlier in the parade, somebody passed out and we were carrying them to try to get them to help. And it was—
Wow. This, you know what? Their heroism is just reaching new heights. Earlier in the parade, somebody passed out and she and Bubbles and Pritchard there were carrying them to safety, which totally ties in with the bang bang control. It's amazing. Their story, isn't it? So let's get, I got to hear that again. This is really interesting. All right. Wow.
Wow. And you know, I own guns at home. So
he said he does have bang bangs. So he doesn't mind if the government takes them away. He probably hasn't studied history, like what happened in, China and Germany and Italy and Russia and let's say Australia and all the other countries that don't allow you to keep your bang bangs. So he's in favor of that. And, you know, given his age and his experience living, he probably somebody we should listen to. Very trustworthy at that age. Certainly.
but something has to change.
Like earlier in the parade, somebody passed out and we were carrying them to try to get them to help, and it was impossible to find anyone even near where we were to get her to help.
That is completely related to the question that was asked.
Well, we are very glad that you are both safe, and we really appreciate you giving us your explanation of what happened and what it was like to be there. Austin and Astor, thank you so much. Brian Long.
Okie dokie. That's about all I can take of that. I did want to point out a couple of other things. I'm going to be doing a follow-up video about a website which you might want to look at called crisiscast.com. And I did cover this earlier. Oh my gosh, there have been so many of these incidents that it's hard to keep them, in order. So maybe it was the one in Maine possibly, or prior to that. And I showed how they actually hire and train people. And then we're going to talk about how interesting it was that this happened on the same day that Mayorkas received a vote for articles of impeachment against him in the House of Representatives. Now, it doesn't mean that he's going to be booted out, because it still has to go to the Senate for a trial. And I will do a video for you all about that. But when we are talking about bread and circuses, which is basically the Super Bowl, so distract people, keep them not looking at what we don't want them to look at. And that happened on the same day. So I thought that was very interesting. Also interesting that several of the public serpents said that this happened because of bad actors. They actually used that phrase. And they also are using the phrase running toward danger. I heard that again and again and again. And my other question is that, we were told that the ages of those that were injured were between 6 and 15. Isn't that interesting that they were all children? Why no adults? Weren't the adults standing next to them? Were the children all standing in one group? Why is it that they were the ones? Well, it couldn't be because they want to tug on the heartstrings of Americans and parents who are, just mortified to think about violence happening to children. That couldn't be the reason. And they were also told that they were between the ages of 6 and 15. There you have 6, and there you have 6. All right. And yeah, I think this that kind of wraps it up. We also were told that there were 800, which is another number that they love, is 8. I did a whole video, oh my gosh, about a year ago or even longer, about 8 and 80 and 800 and 8,000. And that's a favorite number of the public serpents. And we were told that there were 800 armed officers. Well, how come they didn't do anything? And how is it that they were not able to do anything? Is it kind of like what happened, let me just say, on October 7th in that place, like in the Middle East, where they didn't do anything either, even though we were told like they're the best military on earth? Like, what happened there? What happened here? But two off-duty policemen were able to kill, because they did, the perpetrator at Lakewood Church, but 800 couldn't do it here? I think that's really interesting and makes perfect sense. What about all of the other cameras? Because there are cameras everywhere. You can't even drive through an intersection without there being a camera. So where are all of the security cameras with this footage? So we, and then there was a really funny thing about one of the victims being carried away in the stretcher. She was on her cell phone. Because that's exactly what you want to be doing when you are. And by the way, hello, she wasn't between the ages of 6 and 15. So why are we being told that they were just children? That other woman we saw was definitely older than 15, unless I missed something. And then there was the active bang bang training in Kansas City in 2022, because that's another one of the hallmarks that happens. Now, I do have to just share with you one last little thing that I grabbed off of the news. And I thought this was in poor taste, if we can even believe it to be true. So it says one person was killed and 22 others injured. So that is, we can look at those numbers as well. After the shooting, blah, 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 blah. And then it says, Lisa Lopez Galvan, a mother of two and a diehard Chiefs fan, died during surgery. I just thought that was really in poor taste if we're told that that's the truth, to use that word describing her. See, friends, this is how they mock and ridicule and try to rub your nose in it. It's like they're chuckling. They're actually guffawing. They're like having a full-on belly laugh at your expense, not yours, because you can read between the lies. This was a very tricky video for me to air. I probably will leave it up for a very short period of time. But because of the heat coming on from YouTube and the censorship, it probably is only going to stay up on Rumble and over at peggyhall.tv. Peggyhall.tv is the vault. I've got well over 1,000, probably 2,000 videos over the last several years. You've got videos that are not even on Rumble or BitChute. And you can see all of that if you are interested. And that is private. It does cost a dime and a nickel a day for you to view, because I have to pay for the storage and the customer service and all that kind of stuff. But that is a way that you can support me. And you can support me by getting on my Substack, either as a free subscriber or a paid subscriber. All content is available to all readers upon publication, but a couple of weeks in, that also goes behind the vault so that we can keep it safe from the censors. All right, friends, thank you for being on board. I will be back with you tomorrow with more coverage. Let me know what I missed and watch my previous videos, which I will link for you as well at the end of this one. Since I'm streaming live, it will be on the replay, and you'll be able to see my analysis and get my written analysis as well over at Substack. Thanks to all of you for being on board, for being healthy Americans who are able to discern truth from lies. And thank you also for sharing this video while it's still available. And a big shout out to the moderators who keep that chat flowing. See you soon, everybody.